A Boston institution is leaving town after more than 150 years. The Atlantic Monthly magazine is headed south to the nation's capital in an effort to contain costs. The Atlantic's parent company is based in Washington, D.C. The announcement was a blow for many of the magazine's longtime employees, as NPR's Anthony Brooks reports from Boston.
The Atlantic Monthly has had its home in Boston since its first issue was published in 1857. David Bradley's Washington, D.C.-based media company bought the magazine in 1999. Today, Bradley said when he introduced himself to his new Boston employees, he made this promise.
My name is David Bradley. I'm the man who is not moving the Atlantic to Washington. And now I am. And I just can't imagine it's anything but a colossal disappointment.
The Atlantic has been losing money for years, and Bradley hopes the move will help it break even by next year. The magazine is owned by the Atlantic Media Company, which owns several other Washington magazines and online properties, including the National Journal, as well as Hotline and NationalJournal.com. Bradley says consolidating editorial operations will save money and help all the enterprises.
It's simply my desire to have all of whatever editorial talent we have brought in under one roof so that they can meet in the hallways, help each other with leads or with stories.
Despite a relatively modest circulation of 355,000, The Atlantic has a prestigious reputation for journalism, commentary, and fiction. Just this week, it won a National Magazine Award for fiction. And over the past couple of years, its articles about the troubled war planning and occupation of Iraq and the rebuilding of the World Trade Center have created journalistic buzz. But in the magazine's Boston office today, there was a palpable sense of mourning.
It is, of course, a heart-wrenching thing.
Colin Murphy is the Atlantic's managing editor. He says the move means a breakup of the Boston-based staff. Although all 37 employees have been asked to move, many, like Murphy, have ties to Boston and won't go.
What we have here in Boston is in many ways an almost perfect functioning society with its own strong journalistic ethos and sensibility about what we're up to. I know that will survive. But it's very sad to see that kind of transition being made.
Past contributors to The Atlantic included Frederick Douglass, Mark Twain, Virginia Woolf, and Martin Luther King, who published his seminal Letter from a Birmingham Jail in the magazine. Although The Atlantic does not have a Boston focus, Jack Beatty, a contributing editor, says Boston has been integral to its editorial vision from its beginning a century and a half ago, when it was known as a magazine opposed to slavery.
Boston is outside accepted narrowness of political discussion in Washington, and the Atlantic, from its Boston vantage, has seen issues in their widest historic and moral bearing. That's lost.
The departure of the Atlantic is the latest in a series of Boston businesses either leaving town or being bought up by out-of-town companies. These include Filene's Department Store, the Gillette Company, even the Boston Globe newspaper, which was bought by the New York Times. But the Atlantic's managing editor, Colin Murphy, says he's certain the magazine will still be the Atlantic, even with a new editorial staff.
I'm looking forward to being a subscriber for the first time in 22 years.
Murphy says the Atlantic will continue to produce great journalism, just not in Boston. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.